This article is called God is Present Every Day. Readers share insights of where they see God. It's written by Robert Bozard, who is assistant to the bishop of the Lower Susquehanna Synod and an editor of Living Lutheran Study Guides. Walking and greeting everyone she passes with a heartfelt good morning, Jennifer Jin regularly exercises not only her body but her soul. "I met God on the track at my local YMCA," wrote Jin in an email to Living Lutheran. "Circling the track over and over creates a pattern for my body and mind in which God takes shape every time." Most days as she walks, Jin, a pastor of Cross and Crown Lutheran Church in Matthews, North Carolina, meditates on the scriptures she's preaching about on Sunday. She envisions walkers and runners, fellow pilgrims on our common journey of faith, as characters from the Bible. "Rehearsing the story of Mary and Martha, I wonder about the two ladies always walking together. Which one prefers sitting and listening over tending to dinner?" Jin wrote. Whatever the scripture, it issues the same invitation to watch the very real people around me walking in and out of God's story. Jin is among those who responded to Living Lutheran's call, inviting readers to share where they see God. Like Jin, several see God in other people. "I see God in the poor moms that need clothes for their children at Harvest House Baby and Children's Ministry in Buffalo," wrote Melissa Peters, an avid volunteer and member of Lord of Life Lutheran Church in Depew, New York. "When I wake and put my feet on the floor, I thank God that he's given me another day to serve." Russell McCant, pastor at St. Luke Lutheran Church in Conover, North Carolina, saw God in a fortuitous rescue. McCant was walking with his wife in their neighborhood following a winter storm that dropped a foot of snow. By divine coincidence, they saw their neighbor fall as he was heading to his car. "I have most often thought of holy ground moments as fire lighting, burning bushes, clear indicators that God was up to something," he wrote. "But this holy ground had 12 inches of snow covering it, and an elderly man, Eddie, had fallen to his knees post-hip surgery. We helped him up." Another reader sees God in the faces of kind strangers who assist her as she moves around in her wheelchair. Judy Schlegel, a member of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Durham, North Carolina, said fellow shoppers at the grocery store are happy to reach an item high on a shelf or pick up a dropped item for her. "From those who open or hold doors, volunteer to drive, carry my drink at church dinners, run errands, take my trash down to the curb on collection day, and on and on. I experience God's love many times a day," Schlegel wrote. Throughout his earthly ministry, Jesus revealed his divine nature to the sick and suffering. Similarly, some readers saw God as they experienced illness or ministered to the sick. The doctor-patient relationship is a holy one in which God is the ever-present intermediary, wrote Ronald Burmeister, a retired obstetrician-gynecologist who belongs to Our Savior Lutheran Church in Rockford, Illinois. Countless times he has witnessed God in the miracle of pregnancy and childbirth. In retirement, he remains a healer, anointing the sick with holy oil. With faces uplifted, some with tears, others with eyes closed, recipients manifest trust through faith as they sense the warmth of the oil traced across their foreheads and hear, "Child of God, receive this oil in the name of Jesus Christ. Be filled with God's grace and love, and know the healing power of the Holy Spirit," he wrote. Throughout the joys and challenges of her life, Jane McKinley has prayed to God as a friend in a chatty conversational tone. "It was so comforting to know that the Spirit was always there," wrote the member of Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Lakewood, New Jersey, "and over the years, that friendship has deepened. Now I'm old, so tired from my 13 years of battling cancer, but my best friend stays with me," she wrote. "When I have a crisis, all I have to do is call on God, and I calm right down." Jesus promises to be present whenever two or more are gathered in his name. Not surprisingly, many readers saw God in worship and church traditions. For me, it is the great classic hymns of the church that were still sung into my heart in childhood and that I still sing from memory even when I can't remember what I had for lunch, wrote Rodney Jewell, a retired pastor in Joliet, Illinois. Norwegian Christmas traditions and rituals revealed God to Art Dale when he was a boy. On Christmas Eve in 1938, following a family celebration at which his father read the nativity story, Dale had a profound experience of the divine. "Pure wonder stopped everything," wrote Dale, a retired pastor in Sudan, Minnesota. "Standing in the darkness, something beautiful, ancient, and very real held me in the mystery of God being born in Jesus, zapping the world. Every Christmas Eve, I encounter that same wonder, the love of Jesus bound together with our human love, mysteriously fills the universe. The communion of saints is real. God loves everyone." But most of the responders, as with most Christians, see God in a plethora of places and faces throughout their days. That was the case for Julie Roy, a member of Shepherd of the Sea Lutheran Church in Garden City, South Carolina. Whether it's staring up at the night sky, noticing guests at the food pantry, or observing the kindness of members who help others, she's aware that God is all around us. "God is present every day," Roy wrote, "and you don't have to look very hard to see him."